Blog Talk Radio.
Use all of your courage in Jesus to overcome. Believe there is no circumstance that can defeat you in your purpose to accomplish anything in your life. You got to believe it though, brother.
Yeah. Amen.
Faith is the substance of things hoped for. You got to believe. Come on.
He saved me. He rescued me. Oh, he delivered me. Yeah. Wow, he set me free. Yeah. Ever since
I walk in the door.
the rain cometh down, and the snow from heaven, and returneth not thither, but watereth the earth, and maketh it bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater, so shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereto I sent it.
Shalom, shalom, family. Greetings and blessings to you all. Please give me a radio check, saints. Let me know how I'm coming in. Hallelujah. One being the worst and 10 being the best, please. Give me a radio. Give me a radio check. All right. Sakina, saying a 10. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's great. That's great. Hallelujah. All right. Friends are coming in. Praise y'all. Hallelujah. God bless your family. Saints that are in the chat tonight. Bless Brother Ugly, my faithful co-host. Thank you again for always serving. And greetings and blessings to all the northern tribes up there in Canada. My family for Jesus, Brother Dwayne, bless y'all. Brother Willie, Sister Deira, Sister Brittany, Brother Alton, Sister Keena, Brother Michael Fleming. I guess I don't know you, brother, I don't think, but welcome to the show. Hallelujah. Oh, thanks. Thank y'all for being here and tuning in tonight. Those of you that are here now and those of you that will be tuning in and catching the broadcast later, bless you. I'm your host, Deacon Doug Bell, the Spectrum Truth Radio broadcast, the Brother Segment. Coming to you tonight. Do thank the Most High Yah for the opportunity, the privilege to come before you. Definitely do that in much fear and gratefulness before the Most High. And also thank the man of Yah, Pastor Dahl, for allowing this broadcast to take place as well. Let me pray you all will be edified. Hallelujah. All right, Brother Michael, you're part of the Northern Tribe. All right, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Sure hate that COVID has closed the borders, but, you know, that is what it's going to be, what it's going to be, because the powers that be are doing their thing. Oh, hallelujah. But, you know, the time that we're living in, the spirit of this age, you know, they're making their push. Like Pastor said, recently, they're tasting blood with this thing. So, you know, they're going for broke. Who blessed the family down there in Australia, living under that tyranny down there. But praise y'all, thanks. Hallelujah. Hope everyone enjoyed the word on Sabbath that many of y'all brought forth, feeding the sheep, ministering to the body, serving and laboring for us. A very fine meal. Hallelujah. Pray that we had the ears to hear and a heart to perform the word. Hallelujah. Tell you what, look, the title of the blog talk is Faith and Values, coming from our perspective, you know, the Hebrew perspective of things. You know, because we've been so indoctrinated and ingrained in Christianity and all the other things that we were immersed in the world. So it's nice to that we need to become set apart and learn the way of the Most High. You know, get our heritage restored back to us. Get back to the roots of our people. If I can say that. Hallelujah. Well, we're going to go to Hebrews chapter 11. Start at verse 1. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1. You post that in the chat, please. And I'm going to go ahead and read. It's bigger so I can see it. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtained a good report. Through faith, we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of Yah, so that the things which are seen were not made by things which do appear. By faith, Abel offered unto Yah a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained witness that he was righteous, Yah testifying of his gifts, and by it he being dead yet speaketh. Now we're going, we keep going on through that, and it's talking, giving the testimony of the saints. I want to get, go to verse 5 here. By faith, Enoch was translated that he should not see death, and was found, and was not found, because Yah had translated him. But before his translation, he had this testimony that he pleased Yah. But without faith, it's impossible to please him. For he that cometh to Yah must believe that he is, and is a, and he, excuse me, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. So we definitely want to be diligent in our seeking him. And applying faith and using faith in all that we do. You know, when we cast out devils, you're doing it by faith. When you heal the sick, you're doing it by faith and through faith. You know, virtue comes out of you through faith when you lay on hands to someone. But, you know, all of that is by faith and through faith. You know, you have to be a vessel. You have to have faith in you. You have to have belief in you to be able to allow the Most High to work through you. Now, I know those on the contrary part would say, well, you know, of course, you know, we know the doctrines out there, the heresies, the devils that the minister out there, the minister's a statement minister would tell you, well, you know, that's all done away and nobody can do this and that. You know, you can't heal. That's not real. You know, all the lies, the doubts, the unbelief that the gainsayers, the naysayers minister to the weak-minded folk that won't stand on the word. You know, the word says they should cast out devils. These times upon them that believe in my name, they should cast out devils, speak in new tongues. You know, it's not. It don't take a theological dissertation and dissecting of y'all's word to prove it wrong. How about you just throw away these people who are speaking these things and do what the word says. Jesus said, well, these signs are going to follow them that believe. If you believe, you're going to do these things. You know, the signs are going to follow. Hallelujah. All right. Let's go to Genesis chapter 18, Brother Ugly. Genesis chapter 18. This is chapter 18. We'll read verse 19. Of course, you know, if you go back and read this in context, it's dealing with Sodom and Gomorrah. After, you know, not only Sodom and Gomorrah, but Abraham's house and all that. Sarah, you know, Abraham having seed. Sarah laughing, you know, all that. So we get time to go back and read it. I'm going to focus on verse 19. You know, hinging on a lot of what Shepherd ministered yesterday, I mean, come to my heart to talk about tonight. I don't think it will be before you long, but we'll see. Anyway, for I know him that he will command his children and his household after him, that they shall keep the way of Yahweh, to do justice and judgment, that Yahweh may bring upon Abraham that which he hath spoken of him. And my focus on this is what Yah's counsel on Abraham to do here. The first sentence there. For I know him that he will command his children and his household after him. You know, so Abraham was the father of the faith, you know, father, you know, the patriarch of Israel. So once he learned the way of Yah, he commanded his children, hey, you walk, this is the way, walk in it. You know, giving them the guidelines, teaching them, instructing his house, instructing his children, just like, you know, we should do. But who are we, saints? We're the children of Israel, right? Sons of Abraham. Children of Abraham, walking in the same faith vein as him. And you know, with that, you know, a lot of you saints are experiencing, getting to be able to experience communal living. I mean, we got a lot more community spots coming up. Some of you saints are living community in homes and in homesteads. So a lot of you are getting that communal type living. You're making the sacrifice. You're making the moves, you know, by faith doing that. Hallelujah, which is a good thing. I say, well, hey, let's go to Acts chapter 4. We'll go there first. But you're moving in faith in that regard. And of course, you know, you have to deal with all the voices that may go contrary to what you're doing, how we're living. Then, you know, well, you know, that's where the cult does it. No, that's where our people live. You don't forget, all of Israel was together, not scattered abroad. You know, some in the land the Father gave us, and some over in Russia, some living in China. No, our people were together. When they came out of the wilderness, they were all together. All right, brother, Acts 4, verses 32 through 37. You know, this is part of our faith and values, how we live, what we pass down to our generations, to our children, showing them what they should be doing, how to do it. This is what we do. This is the way of our people, not the way of the Americans, not the way of the Canadians, not the way of the Chinese, the Japanese, the Mexicans, the Colombians, the Ethiopians, the Egyptians, Saudi Arabians, you know, you name them. No, they're not our people. They don't do what we do. All right. And the multitude of them that believed were of one heart and of one soul. Neither said any of them that all of the things which he possessed was his own, but they had all things common. And with great power gave the apostles witness of the resurrection of the Lord Jesus. And great grace was upon them all. Neither was there any among them that lacked, for as many as were possessors of lands or houses sold them and brought the price of the things that were sold and laid them down at the apostles' feet. And distribution was made unto every man according as he had need. And Joseph, who by the apostles was surnamed Barnabas, which has been interpreted, the son of consolation, a Levite of the country of Cyprus, having land, sold it and brought the money and laid it at the apostles' feet. You know, so to put their resources together. Laid it at the apostles' feet, they made distribution for the saints. But you know, like now today, you got those of us who are living together, having all things common. Many have sold houses and lands and have come to the communities and done their thing. They've forsaken a lot of the things that they've had in the world, the ways of the world. You know, such a lot of you blessed saints getting out of the California area and, you know, just getting out of the city, hearing the word of the shepherds, and come out of her, come out from among them. So, of course, you know, that's going to put your friend's eyes on you, family's eyes on you. Are you joining the cult? No, I'm joining my people. I'm going with my people. That's what I'm doing. If you want to know, that's what I'm doing. I'm with the people of Yah, my people. We're having all things common. My needs being met because the distribution is being made as everyone has need. So I'm good. Hallelujah. Now, but just because I got some chicken wings on my plate of food don't mean you got to have every one I got. Now, if you want one, I'll give you one, but you don't have to take every one of my chicken wings, please. Don't get an evil eye on my plate, brother. Well, you know, we have all things common, Deacon. I ate my chicken wings. I want yours too. Well, you know, but brother, you know, I'm still hungry too, brother. I want to eat too. You know, that kind of thing. You know, we got things common, but come on, you know, you got your plate of food, I got mine. Hallelujah. But you know, but these, so a lot of these dissenting voices are going to come and want to challenge your faith and your values, your belief, the way that you guard the commands of the Most High. You know what? The image this pastor put up with those transgender boys yesterday. Now, you look at that. If that ain't motivation to make sure we are putting the laws of Yah, his word, in the hearts and minds of our children, and keeping them in ourselves, too. You know, that wicked, foul spirit, along with many others of these blasphemous spirits out here working at this time, are seeking to gain foothold in all of us. The devil just wants to catch us sleep. Like Pastor said, the devil is very patient. He will wait to get you. If he can get you at the last second, he'll do it. But you know, these spirits are working. You know, they want the children especially, but they want you too. All right, chicken wings, but hallelujah. But you know, we have to fight and we have to guard our children, guard ourselves, guard our own minds and spirits, because you know, the devil, he's speaking to take advantage of us at any time, any way he can get a hold of our mind. He starts whispering those sweet little lies, little accusations, the little rebellious things, just whatever it is it takes to get you out of the way. And you know, when you live in community, there's nothing wrong with being obedient, you know, submitting yourself. You know, it's like, well, you know, I don't like being told what to do. What the pastor said just recently, you come to a community, you're going to be told what to do. Now, those of you that have problems having to follow directions, it's going to be a hard way for you. That's going to be a hard way for you to go. Either you're going to comply or you're going to have to depart. I mean, the gate swings both ways. You're not a prison. The department door opens both ways. Or wherever you're living at, community, the door goes both ways. You're not being held hostage. If you don't want to obey, then they have the rule over you, the ones the father put before you, the ones you're supposed to be submitting to. Don't forget, you're not rebelling against them. You're rebelling against the Most High, Yah. That's the word. Come on. So before you look at man, look up and look at Yah. Make sure you know who you're rebelling against. You're kicking against. Speaking evil against. Hate in your heart, your brother, whom you can't see. While you say you love Yah, whom you can't see. Hallelujah. So let's make sure we get our focus right. Keep our focus right. Hallelujah. You know, so we're not fighting against flesh and blood. But many of us live that way. You know, I'm not fighting against principalities and powers. I'm fighting against flesh and blood. You know, because if Brother Willie do me wrong, or Brother Ugly do me wrong, you know, Brother Alden, you do me wrong, you know, it's just you. It ain't no spirit. It's just you, brother. You know, if I don't like Brother Jermaine top hat, Brother Ugly, or the bow tie, they, you know, it's not nothing. They ain't a spirit to me. There's something about that bow tie I just can't stand. You know, it's just the natural. No. Spirits are driving your actions. Well, what Pastor said, some of you have never had an original thought. Most of them, what do you mean, Pastor? What are you talking about? I never had an original thought. Sure I have. Well, you think that because you don't know what's in you. What does the word say? Jesus didn't commit himself to them because he knew what was in man. And so, you know, some of us don't even know what's in us at any given time. How would he have to say to Peter, get behind me, Satan? But he's talking to Peter. But who was speaking out of Peter? The devil was. He was being demonically motivated. And that can happen with any of us. Any of us, the bow tie spiritual stronghold. Yes, sir. A spiritual stronghold will fence, brother. Take it off. Put on the top hat. But yes. Yeah, make sure we keep our eyes on the King. Moving forward in righteousness and holiness and the love of Yah. You know, because Lord, not that which is without can destroy, it's only that which is within. So make sure you're not giving place to the devil. Hallelujah. And if you live in community, you got any type of discontentment in you, repent. Get your wicked heart right. No murmuring. No complaining. No backbite. No speaking against the leader. At the communal home, at the community. Don't speak against the brother living in the room next to you. For the sister. You know how you sisters get? You get mad at the sister, boy, it's on. It's on like Donkey Kong, ain't it? Come on, sister Brittany, sister DL, say something. You know y'all women can get, y'all can hold a grudge. You remember what your husband did, sister DL? You can remember what Brother Willie did 2 months ago wrong. Old married couples, you remember what you did 40 years ago when we on Tuesday, April 16th, honey. Man, I forgot about it. It's the same day it happened. That wife hold that mess. Let me say, just keep it right, sisters. Hallelujah. Don't hold no grudges. Love your sister. Brothers, love your brother. Hallelujah. But you know, we got to make sure we stay in the way of the Most High, saints. We got to be, what's the word I was going to say? You know, we have to fight for our heritage. We have to fight for our heritage. You know, don't forget, the enemy's out there. Psalms 83, what? They're confederate against us. Hold on, let's go there. Psalms 83. Let me get there. All right. Psalms 83. Look at that. All right, let's start verse 1. Keep not thou silence, O Yah. Hold not thy peace, and be not still, O Yah. For lo, thine enemies make a tumult, and they that hate thee have lifted up their head. They have taken crafty counsel against thy people, and consulted against thy hidden ones. Well, what do they say? They have said, come, let us cut them off from being a nation, that the name of Israel may be no more in remembrance. They have consulted together with one consent. They are confederate against thee. And it goes on to name all the those who are confederate. You know, Edom, Ishmaelites, Moabites, Hagarines, Gebo, Ammon, Amalek, the Philistines, Tyre, Asher, and the children of Lot. And just don't forget, though, we have an enemy that's against our people. Warring all the time. No one's going to want to acknowledge who you are. Don't seek for acknowledgement from the world of who we are. They're not going to get it. They're going to keep giving it to the Ashkenaz. They're going to acknowledge them. They will not acknowledge the true seed. Hallelujah. Those who make, we're striving to have the Son manifested in the flesh, in us. Hallelujah. One thing as well, when I was talking about living communally, you know, you look at Moses out in the wilderness. How much he had to deal with our fathers out there, our forefathers, our ancestors, you know, with our ancient people, how they acted out there. But you look at Korah and Dathan kicking against Moses. You know, hey, all the people are holy, Moses. You're taking too much on yourself. You know what it really is, what it really was. It ain't what obey Moses. I'm tired of having to listen to him telling me what to do. You know, so come on, situation where you in. You don't want to listen to Elder Rufus. Don't want to listen to Elder Mitch. Can't stand Pastor Carl. Hate Brother Will. You know, they promise that. Can't stand but listen to Brother Kabir. And damn sure don't like Elder Beck. You know, we got rules, orders. How we going to do things? Every community, every homestead, every home fellowship, you know, has the way it has to operate. You know, that's still our faith and our values, our governance. You know, things being done wrong. Speak to your brother, your sister, your elder, your pastor. You got a problem with something. But damn sure don't go out there trying to spit in somebody's ear, you know, raising up a coup. And you might, but one thing you don't want to do is go to them because you might find out how wrong you are. That's where the humility comes in. You can acknowledge that. Instead of raising all the hell. Hallelujah. But anyway, but you know, you got people like Korah and Dathan. Who was that one guy? Paul had to deal with, what was his name? Right, Diotrephes. Was it Paul or John? Something wrote about that guy. He wanted to have the preeminence. and didn't receive the people, you know, didn't want to receive the brother. But got an exhausted mindset. So, you know, he wasn't going to submit. You know, because it's amazing, too, as far as us men go. We expect our women to submit, but we don't want to submit. You know, well, come on. Well, you know, well, hold on, women. Hey, woman, you go do this, this, and this. And don't you backtalk me. But then Pastor Dahl or Elder Becker walks up to you. Hey, brother, you go do this and this. And you run your mouth back at making mouths at. Elder Ruben says do this. And you bitching and murmuring under your breath. Then you wonder, you may wonder why your wife all jacked up or your children all jacked up. Why they ain't obeying you. Well, it stems from the head. You can't submit. They can't submit. They follow your wicked ass example. Hallelujah. But we want to walk in the straight way. Right, brothers and sisters? We want to walk holy. We want to walk honorably before the Most High. Hallelujah. Tell you what, let's go over to Deuteronomy chapter 4. It's going to be verses 1 through 10. Give me one second to turn this stupid heater off. All right, brothers and sisters, hallelujah. Now, therefore, hearken, O Israel, unto the statutes and unto the judgments which I teach you, for to do them, that ye may live and go in and possess the land which Yahweh your Elohim, your father, which Yahweh Elohim of your fathers has given you. You should not add unto the word which I command you, neither shall you diminish aught from it, that you may keep the commandments of Yahweh Elohim, which I command you. Your eyes have seen what Yahweh did because of Baal Peor. For all the men that followed Baal Peor, Yahweh Elohim hath destroyed from among you. But ye that did cleave unto Yahweh Elohim are alive, every one of you this day. Behold, I have taught you statutes and judgments, even as Yahweh my Elohim has commanded me that you should do so in the land whether you go to possess it. Keep, therefore, and do them, for this is your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the nations, which shall hear all these statutes and say, surely this great nation is a wise and understanding people. But what nation is so great who hath Yah so nigh unto them as Yahweh Elohim is in all things that we call upon him for? And what nation is there so great that has statutes and judgments so righteous as all this law which I set before you this day? Only take heed to thyself and keep thy soul diligently, lest thou forget the things which thine eyes have seen, lest they depart from thy heart all the days of thy life. But teach them thy sons and thy sons' sons. That's part I want to focus on. Verse 9. Only take heed to thyself and keep thy soul diligently. So you got your part to do. Take heed to yourself, keep your soul diligently. Will you earnestly contending for the faith, washing under prayer, not letting the things you've been taught slip, lest thou forget the things which thine eyes have seen, lest thy heart depart, they depart from thy heart all the days of thy life. But teach them thy sons and thy sons. So if you allow the word to be in you, taking root, then you can bring it forth to your sons and your sons' sons. You got to be in you first, though. You got to receive. You have to receive the engrafted word. Not so much the word that's on the paper, you know, for the letter killer, but the spirit. You got to receive the word of Yah by the spirit. Let it enter in. How many times you hear, you know, you hear the word, we hear the word being preached, but it's not profitable to us because it's not being mixed with faith. You know, and what's the manifestation of your faith? By doing what's there. Now, many of us, many obey, many disobey. You know, well, we got sheep and goats. Which one are you? Are you a sheep? Are you a goat? How well is your obedience to the word? But again, it's just, you know, but teach them thy sons and thy sons' sons. You know, so we're teaching them, our sons, the law. So they're not going to go out here and become a sodomite. Our daughters aren't going to become whores and lesbians either. Thieves and robbers and so forth. If we put that in them, they won't learn the way of the heathen. They'll stay in the way of Yah, being obedient sons and daughters unto him, following after your example. Hallelujah. So there's a lot at stake. There's a lot on the table. Fathers and mothers, we have to do our part. And of course, the mother's the first line teacher, right? And the husband, if you invested in your wife, then she'll be able to invest in your children. And what I have my shire, my wife, teach my help convey a lot of things to my sons. We put a lot in them. And I love it when they come and ask me if something's wicked. They say, Daddy, is that wicked? Yes, son, that's wicked. You know, because they don't know. So we got to teach them. You got to let them know what's wicked. You know, we see something, some sodomite happen, we see something, some sodomite image or something come on the screen or on pastor's preaching. Yes, son, that's a man that like men. Now, he wants to, but that man wants to be a girl. Especially to my youngest sons. I got a oldest one, I can talk a little differently. My youngest boy, if I had to say he's a boy, but he wants to be a girl. Now I ask him, do you want to wear a dress? I'm like, no, Daddy, that's what girls wear. You want to wear a head cup? No. Do you want a man to be your husband? No. You know, I always think, I am literally programming them. Or somebody might say brainwashing them. No, I'm training them. I'm teaching them the way of the Most High, so they know what way not to go. I want to make sure that's abominable to them. But I love when pastor shows that stuff. They see it. Yeah, that shit. Damn right. But that's not our way. That's the way to lead to destruction. Part of the broad way. If you want to be a wicked man, you'll go that way. But, you know, we have to teach our children. You know, even living communally, one group and group homes, whatever, you should try to uphold follow the standards that the community leader has. You know, with my house, I want to do what pastor's doing. If I see something that now he has little Hezekiah, is there certain toys that he won't let little Hezekiah play with, then that day, when I hear that or see that, then mine won't be touching that, won't be playing with that. I'm going to follow his example. I'm going to follow his lead. Or if we ask him about something, he says, no, I don't let him. Okay, that's good. Thank you, sir. Hallelujah. You know, follow the direction that, you know, that your leaders show. There's nothing wrong with that. Instead of kicking against it, going opposite of what he's doing. Now, sure, I might do something. He might say, hey, I like that. I'm gonna incorporate that. Or you might be doing something. But if you're doing, well, let's say, for instance, chastise of your children when they're wrong. I mean, if you see your children have a bad nature, why are you not correcting that? Talking to them, counseling them, applying the rod when they need. Because that's a lot of things get left out. What's the word say? You spare the rod, you spoil the child. Do you want to make your children spoiled brats? No, not in Israel. We don't need that. Selfish little monsters. So you do have to apply the rod and things. Train them up in the way they should go. But the community goes this way. You know, everybody else's children is going this way. Why are yours going opposite? I even had Elder Becker ask me one time. He asked me, y'all applying the rod? Y'all giving that boy the rod? He's asking about Zephyr when he was small. It hurt that he said that to me. But you know what? Instead of getting offended, I told my wife, hey, we got to step it up. Where we're slacking at, you know, we need to fix the problem. Now, can that be said to you? Can somebody come to you and ask you anything about your children? Instruct you in any kind of way? Show you things that you need to do? And yeah, brother, my children are my brother's children also. Yeah. Yeah, we got, well, yeah, it takes a whole village to raise a child. If my, one of my boys rebel against you, let me know. But first, before you let me know, you bust his ass. All of their asses, whatever. They ain't doing right. And I'm going to tell you, man, back in the day, like Pastor talks about, man, you walk up the road, you doing wrong, every neighbor done got no peace, and by the time you get home, mama's been called, and she waiting for you to get to the door to beat you some more. And then when Pop come home, he back and clean up. But, you know, that's been helpless one to another, too. But, you know, I know some of us can't, you know, you can't let nobody touch your child. You know, don't beat little John. I'll deal with him. Now, you got a bad spirit. Don't you touch nobody's child. Beat them out of anger, spank them out of anger. I hate saying beat, but y'all know what I mean. But you know, but if you got a bad spirit, don't you touch somebody's child. Letting your foul spirit get on. They got nothing to deal with. They're already dealing with stuff, but they don't need your any more of your corruption on them as well either. So, but make sure if they cut the monkey, you tell the mom and dad so they can do something about them. They don't do nothing about them. Even after you tell them, you know you got something going on. You know, so the little divisive ways to enter into the camp. You know, we all train about everybody's training them according to the word, but you want to deviate from the program. You know, that's gonna cause problems later on. It's best to deal with them now. So we got good citizens in the kingdom of Yah as they grow. They have a good report, a good reputation, and a good name going forward. And that's the same thing for us men, brothers and sisters as well too. You want to have a good report, showing a pattern of good works, not a pattern of bad works. What was that the Elder Mitchell said, that message he preached about 2 weeks ago, the last Shabbat he preached, you know, Shabbat before last. He said about that one brother, he said, I don't want another brother on this land like you. And that's a sad testimony. You that brother, you need to do something about your spirit. Whoever that brother, you know, he didn't give him up. But brother, you need to do something about yourself. There's many people in fellowships and everything that got contrary spirits, bad spirits, and they do something about themselves. But what Pastor say, Shabbat? Talk about people not getting delivered and tell them how proud they are. That's the reason why you're in a contrary way. You're hosting so many devils. You're so loaded. You don't want to let nothing out. And that's why you're oppressing your brothers and sisters. Attacking them with the demons in you. All the devils you hosting, been a host of hell. And if you got children, you will bring them up in the same way. Unless they got enough righteousness in them, enough love of Yah in them, that they can see where you're falling short at, and they're not going to walk after that wicked example. And praise the Most High Yah if you got children that are young daughters and sons that are waking up to see that. And they got a love of Yah that's within them that propels them forward. Hallelujah. You know what Paul has to say? What the scripture goes to? Righteousness exalts a nation, but sins are reproached to any people. And how about this? When one sinner destroys much good, that's everybody else, but not you. I mean, you don't deal with yourself. I mean, you can't humble yourself and get clean. Last time I checked, there's plenty of blood floating around. There's plenty of blood of Jesus available to cleanse you. But then you got to work on your own spirit. You got to perfect your holiness, your righteousness. That's something you can do walking in Him. In other words, striving against sin, striving against the wicked nature within you, putting that to death. Mortifying your members. No. Well, no. The heart knows its own business. Don't play that game. Don't even come with that. I don't know. Yeah, you know what you're dealing with. Stop hiding from it. Stop hiding yourself from your own flesh and telling yourself you blessed when you know you're not. Hallelujah. All right, let's go to Deuteronomy chapter 6, number 4. Even talking this way, it's still dealing with our heritage. You know, we had to have judges. judge people. Situations, things. We have to, you know, the matters have to be adjudicated. So don't get discouraged, Israel, when things happen. Just know that stuff's got to be dealt with. That's why Yah gave us the law. We got the Torah. Things are in there to show us how to deal with situations. You know, because when we were people that we needed his law to guide us. What's it say in Hosea 4:6? My people are destroyed for a lack of knowledge because they reject knowledge. But we got knowledge. We got the knowledge of the law. Well, what Paul say? I write to them that know the law. You get that word in you, it'll alter your course, change your course, put you on the right path. And David wrote what? That law is a light unto my feet, light unto my path, and a lamp unto my feet. All right, let's read Deuteronomy chapter 6. This is almost like Deuteronomy chapter 4 as well. We're going to read to verse, let's see real quick. Verse 20. Hold on, let's see one thing. Tell you what, saying, I'll just read it. Now, these are the commandments, the statutes, and the judgments which Yahweh Elohim commanded you to teach, help me, Jesus. Help me. Let me slow down here. Now, these are the commandments, the statutes. Paul says, let me make this big. I can help me out. Now, these are the commandments and the statutes and the judgments which Yahweh Elohim commanded to teach you that you might do them in the land where you go to possess it. You know, of course, this is what our fathers were heading towards the promised land. That thou mightest fear Yahweh Elohim to keep all his statutes and his commandments, which I commanded thee, thou and thy son and thy son's sons, all the days of thy life, that thy days may be prolonged. Hear therefore, O Israel, and observe to do it, that it may be well with thee, that you may increase mightily, as Yahweh Elohim of your fathers hath promised you, in the land that floweth with milk and honey. Let me think about one thing with the law, like keeping the Sabbath. Now, what was the blessing you received when you started keeping the Sabbath, as you got the knowledge of it? You know, before you weren't aware that you were transgressing against Yah by not keeping it until that conviction came. Before it was a preference not to do it. But when the conviction came, you could no longer prefer not to keep the Sabbath. You had to make a choice between the Sunday Sabbath, first day Sabbath, between the seventh day Sabbath. But once you start obeying, you receive the blessing from that obedience. Hallelujah. I mean, to me, it felt great to start keeping the Sabbath. When I learned it, I remember reading the book. I'd read it, and I'd go ask the pastor, like, hey, how come we don't keep the Sabbath? If I wasn't asking the preacher, it was a Christian friend at the time. Hey, why don't we keep the Sabbath? Of course, everybody say the law done away with. But, you know, we got y'all's testimonies right there. And why did it prick my spirit when I read it? Because I knew I was in disobedience. And I'm trying to figure out, well, you know, my problem was, well, everybody else is not doing. The church ain't keeping the Sabbath. So, you know, that was my problem until I realized, hey, wait a minute. Y'all speaking to my heart about keeping this command. Keeping that fourth commandment, obeying his word. I'm like, struggled for a while. I finally came across a man that was preaching it. And then after that, I was convicted to obey that with all my heart and to never go back from it. So I'm doing it. So here, O Israel, and observe to do it, that it may be well with thee, that you may increase mightily, as Yahweh, Elohim of your fathers, has promised you, in a land that flows with milk and honey. Hear, O Israel, Yahweh Elohim is one. And thou shalt love Yahweh your Elohim with all thy heart, with all thy soul, with all thy might. And these words which I command thee this day shall be in thy heart. Not just in your mind, get them in your heart. course, now we've got the Ruach HaKodesh, the Holy Spirit. Laws are written in our minds and our hearts. Not on tables of stone, on tables of flesh. He's written them in our hearts and our minds. And he's given us life now by being a quickening spirit. So it's not, his commandments aren't grievous to us now. Not a burden. It's a joy, a delight to do his will now. And thou shalt teach them diligently unto thy children, and shall talk of them when thou sittest in thine house, and when thou walkest by the way, when thou liest down, and when thou risest up. You know, so we're going to talk with our children in the house, diligently teaching them. We're not teaching them Thanksgiving, you know, Christmas, Easter, you know, all the heathen days, you know, because it is the season of the heathen right now. You know, we're not teaching them about Valentine's Day, you know, the rabbit lays eggs. I had to go back and ask my boys again, see if they still know that rabbits don't lay eggs. I know they don't. I know they do, but just quizzing them just to keep them sharp. You know, but we're teaching them the laws of Yah, the ways of Yah, the word of Yah. And there should be and thou shalt bind them for a sign upon thine hand. And there should be a frontlet between thine eyes. And thou shalt write them upon the post of thy house and on thy gates. Let me skip down here, saints. But y'all go back and read some of it, read the rest of it. I'm going to skip down to verse 20. And when thy son asks thee in time to come, saying, what mean the testimonies and the statutes and the judgments which Yahweh Elohim hath commanded you? Then we can tell him, hey, this is what Passover means. This is the meaning behind Passover. This is the meaning behind Pentecost, first fruits, tabernacles. There's much heritage, much history, richness in the word of Yah that we can give, teaching them why we obey, not making excuses to disobey, or have perverse disputings and reasonings of why we don't do that, but we keep Christmas, Easter, celebrate birthdays, doing it. Wicked customs of the heathen, the Levain. All right, let's go to Luke. Wait a minute. Let's go to Mark chapter 10. Verses 17 through 27, brother. Mark chapter 10, verses 17 through 27. Hallelujah. I hope everyone's still glad and happy to be born again. Happy to be in the family of Yah, in the tribes of Israel. Knowing who your people are, knowing who your Yah is. All right, we're going to read. And when he was gone forth in the way, there came one running and kneeled to him and asked him, good master, what shall I do that I may inherit eternal life? And Jesus said unto him, you know, Yeshua, why callest thou me good? There is none good but one, that is Yah. Thou knowest the commandments. Do not commit adultery. Do not steal. Do not kill, do not steal, do not bear false witness, defraud not, honor thy father and mother. Going back to that, see what Jesus said to him? Thou knowest, you know the commandments. And he quoted those four to him, those to him. And the young man, and he answered and said unto him, Master, all these have I observed from my youth. Have I observed from my youth? You know, now, right now, our children can say that. Well, they're still in process. But this young man's grown up. He was walking in the heritage. You know, he'd been taught. At least he'd been taught. He'd gotten that to that point. How old he really was, but he was taught from his youth up. So he said, all these I've observed from my youth. You see, our children will be able to say that. as they come of age. Yeah, I've done this for my youth. And I even know some people who've been in like the Worldwide Church of God and other from these places that, you know, did tabernacles and did certain things, but they observed them in their youth while they were with their parents. But once they got away and, you know, they went to, let's say, other Christian churches, they taught them all of obeying the law, doing those things that they even know was right, keeping the Sabbath. Now they keep Sunday. They don't observe none of the feasts, but they keep the pagan holidays. You know, the same foolishness a lot of our people are caught up in. And I hope none of you are doing any of that mess out there. But, you know, but he had those, lost in that faith and those values that he was taught. Father taught him, his mother taught him from his youth. And then Jesus, beholding him, loved him and said unto him, one thing thou lackest. This is what you're missing. Go thy way, sell whatsoever thou hast, give to the poor, and thou shalt have treasure in heaven. And come, take up the stake and follow me. And he was sad at that saying and went away grieved, for he had great possession. Like, oh, man, he got stabbed in the heart. He found out who his Yah was, his riches. Now, he observed all this stuff from his youth, but his heart missed it. He got too attached to his worldly goods. And he was sad at that saying and went away grieved, for he had great possession. And Jesus looked around about and said unto his disciples, how hardly shall they that have riches enter into the kingdom of Yah? And the disciples were astonished at his words. But Jesus answered again and said unto them, children, how hard is it for them that trust in riches to enter into the kingdom of Yah? It is easier for a camel to go to the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter into the kingdom of Yah. Of course, they were astonished out of measure, saying among themselves, who then can be saved? And Jesus, looking upon them, says, with men it is impossible, but not with Yah, for with Yah all things are possible. Hallelujah. All praise to the Most High Yah. Brother Rob, Brother Kabir can tell you, hey, the riches don't mean nothing to them. And all you others out there who have abundant wealth, the riches don't mean nothing to you either, do they? You're willing to walk away from them. Or you possess them, they don't possess you. Hallelujah. You're not trusting in the deceitfulness of riches. You're trusting in your Yah. Hallelujah. But yeah, but that young man was taught from his youth. That's why I brought that up. You know, to say, you know, he observed from his youth. But, you know, we got to make sure we are, as our children, observing these things. They are not just becoming, you know, robotic Hebrew. Israelites, they, you know, you got the people who are out there who deny the Messiah. We want our children to be out there. Like what Pastor said to us yesterday, I want you to be more powerful than any preacher, any saint, elder, whoever, you know, in these places out there, you know, that you've been walking in the power and the authority of the Most High, and anointing. You know, so I want my children not only to know his law, but I want them to know him, have a relationship with him. I want to know my son knows his King, knows his Maker. Know that when he gets on his knees, when he cries out to him, his Father, the Most High Yah, hears. They're washed in the blood of Jesus. They got a testimony, a true testimony of Jesus Christ in them. One that's sound, one that'll keep them, to take them to the kingdom. You know, because what's it going to do, being a child of the flesh? You know, because not all Israel is Israel. You must be born again. You got a lot of Hebrews, a lot of Israelites out there. Religious people out there who are truly not born again nor filled with the Spirit of Yah. Hallelujah. So we want our children, I can say it like this, saved and sanctified, walking in holiness. But take your example, fathers and mothers as well. Bring them up in the admonition of the Most High Yah. All right, let's go to Daniel. You know, because if our children have this testimony, then we ourselves. We'll be able to truly live to abundant life. Is what Jesus said. I'm coming that you might have life and that more abundantly. You know, not the abundant life that, that Kenneth Copeland and them teach. You know, most I want you to have the best. You know, that $1 million car, that, whatever. You know, all the different things, you know, all the prosperity gospel they preach, the perversion of it. You know, they don't want you to prosper in being healthy as your soul prosper. They want you to prosper in being well, you know, with the fiat currency. You know, telling you that your ship will come in. You know, while theirs got them come in, and you don't finance it. You bought it for them. Now, Mother Josh, I was here. I say, Mother Josh, like, you know, you know, you don't pay for a many a purple Cadillac all the time you spent in the Christian church. Yeah, purple Cadillac, huh, Brother Ugly? Yeah. Mm. Oh boy. Yeah. You got a purple Cadillac down in the land down under? Sister Carrie, you and Brother Abraham, bless y'all. Bless y'all. Jesus help y'all down there. Mm. Be nice to drive a purple Cadillac on the ocean over here to America. Y'all get over here. Get free. But anyway. You know, but that's, you know, people love being police too. I used to hate my mom used to support a lot of them preachers like that. I used to see them envelopes come in the mail, sell your seed offering. I take that mess, throw it in the trash. I think she might be looking for, well, how come I ain't got no letters from them in a while? I was young too when I was doing that, probably like 12 years old, not old enough to know. But man, that man full of crap. Well, that ain't the true man of y'all, and I ain't know him better. No, I didn't know nothing about the word, really, but I just knew that was wrong. All right, let's go to Daniel chapter 3. We'll read the whole chapter, but I'm probably going to bounce around. I'm not going to probably won't read every single verse here, saints. Nebuchadnezzar, the king, made an image of gold, whose height was 60 cubits, and the breadth thereof 6 cubits. He set it up in the plain of Dura, in the province of Babylon. Then Nebuchadnezzar the king sent to gather together the princes, the governors, and the captains, the judges, the treasurers, the counselors, the sheriffs, and all the rulers of the provinces to come to the dedication of the image which Nebuchadnezzar the king had set up. Then the princes, the governors and the captains, the judges, the treasurers, the counselors, the sheriffs, and all the rulers of the provinces were gathered together unto the dedication of the image that Nebuchadnezzar the king had set up. And they stood before the image that Nebuchadnezzar had set up and made his great idol. He'll tell them how much that thing cost. Then the herald cried aloud, to you it is commanded, O people, nations, and languages. Then at what time do you hear the sound of the cornet, flute, harp, sackbut, psaltery, dulcimer, and all kinds of music, you fall down and worship the golden image that Nebuchadnezzar the king has set up. And whoso falls down and whoso falls not down and worshipeth, shall the same hour be cast into the midst of a burning fiery furnace. Therefore, at that time, when all the people heard the sound of the cornet, flute, harp, sackbut, psaltery, and all kinds of music, all the people, the nations, and the languages fell down and worshiped the golden image that Nebuchadnezzar the king had set up. And that's a lot of peer pressure out there now, ain't it? And everybody falling down. But guess who's standing up? Now, what would you do if you were in that situation? Are you going to bend down and act like you're tying your shoe for a long time? Oh, I dropped my hat. I'm trying to get it. I can't pick it up. I lost my contact. I'm trying to scramble around and find it. Or you can be bold like a lion. Wherefore, at that time, certain Chaldeans came near and accused the Jews, the Hebrews. You know, certain Chaldeans, you know, your family member, You know, my uncle, my brother after the flesh, your mama, your daddy, your Uncle Paul, cousin Ralph, the ones who will sell you out, like if you still living around them and being amongst them in the shit, or come take your food when the famine comes. They're going to beat you down and kick in your door and take all your food and all your provision and leave you destitute, dying. You know, them, those certain Chaldeans, those certain Americans, Canadians, Russians, Puerto Ricans, Filipinos, my family in the Philippines, bless y'all. They spake and said to King Nebuchadnezzar, O king, live forever. Thou, O king, has made a decree that every man that shall hear the sound of the cornet, flute, harp, sackbut, palstry, and dulcimer, and all kinds of music shall fall down and worship the golden image. And whoso falls not down and worshipeth, that he should be cast into the midst of a burning fiery furnace. Now here they go. They're ratting you out. Ratting us out. You know, our keys and neighbors up the road here. Ratting us out. Selling us out. What a disgruntled brother who couldn't submit. He wouldn't sell us out to the heat. The Judas. Okay. Oh, wait a minute. Okay. There are certain Jews whom thou set over the affairs of the province of Babylon, Shadrach, Meshach, and that bad Negro. These men, O king, have not regarded thee. They serve not thy gods, nor worship the golden image which thou hast set up. Stop. No. What these brothers do, they have not regarded thee. Why? What else did they do? They serve not thy gods, nor worship the golden image which you set up. Well, who are these guys? Who they think they are? What's in them? They got a right to defy me. I'm King Nebuchadnezzar. What's in them? Why are they doing that? Why won't you do that, saints? What's in you? That law of Yahweh was in your heart, huh? Well, now it's burning like fire in you now, like fire shutting your bones. The righteous ain't going to bow down to that. Two servants of Yahweh will not bow down, worship, and serve that damn thing. Take the biggest sledgehammer I can find and go run up on the front tent and beat it down the best I could. Then Nebuchadnezzar, in his rage and fury, commanded to bring Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And they brought these men before the king. Now these young men were instructed, huh? Right? They were taught, brought up, reared up in the law, in the Torah of Yah, trained up in their father's house, not forgetting the commandment of Most High Yah, even in peril of their life. Such love for the Most High that was in them, such commitment. You know what a passion they had for the Father to be able to stand. Even at the cost of their own life. So we can, the threat of losing their own life from the pain of death. And Nebuchadnezzar spake and said unto them, Is it true, O Shadrach, Meshach, and you bad Negro? Do not ye serve my gods, nor or my mighty ones, nor worship the golden image which I have set up? Now what y'all doing? You ain't serving this image I made, this mighty one I built? What's wrong with you guys? Who do you think you are? Tell you what. I'm going to give you a deal you can't refuse. I'm going to hook you all up. Maybe y'all a little deaf, tone deaf. You know, you can't don't hear right, don't see right. This is what we're going to do. Give you a second chance. Feel merciful today. Now, if you be ready, that at what time you hear the sound of the cornet, flute, harp, sackbut, palstry, dulcimer, and all kinds of music, you fall down and worship the image which I have made, well, you know, if everything be fine, it'll all be forget. I act like you didn't offend me, you didn't do nothing. You know, be well. That's all good. We'll forget about it. But if you worship not, and now he's going to lay it down now. But if you worship not, you should be cast the same hour into the midst of a burning fiery furnace. And who is that God, that mighty one, that shall deliver you out of my hand? And now he's challenging y'all now, who they believe in. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego answered and said to the king, O Nebuchadnezzar, we're not careful to answer thee in this matter. We ain't afraid of you. We ain't afraid to tell you nothing in this matter. Hold on. We're going to lay it down to you. If it be so, our idol, Elohim, our mighty one, whom we serve, is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace, and he will deliver us out of your hand, O king. But if not, be it known unto thee, O king, that we will not serve thy gods, nor worship the golden image which thou hast set up, which you set up. He talked his crap, now they declaring to him, hey, look, this is what we ain't going to serve your mighty one. And our Elohim is, if it be so, our Elohim whom we serve is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace, and he will deliver us out of thine hand, O king. Then was Nebuchadnezzar full of fury. Now he's mad now. And the form of his visage was changed against Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Therefore he spake and commanded they should heat the furnace seven times more than it was. They heated seven times hotter than it was wont to be heated. And he commanded the most mighty men that were in his army to bind Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego and to cast them to the burning fiery furnace. He got all his bad men, tough guys, his fierce warriors. They bound them. These men were bound in their coats and their hoses and their hats and their other garments and were cast into the midst of the burning fiery furnace. They tied them up with their own clothes. Therefore, the king's commandment was urgent, and the furnace exceeding hot. The flame of the fire slew those men that took up Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. While those men were throwing them in there, they got killed. And these three men, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, fell down bound in the midst of the burning fiery furnace. Then Nebuchadnezzar the king was astonished and rose up in haste. And spake and said to his counsel, did not we cast three men bound in the midst of the fire? The answer said unto the king, true, O king. He answered and said, lo, I see four men loose, walking in the midst of the fire, and they have no hurt. And the form of the fourth is like the son of Yah. The king knew, huh? Recognized the Messiah. Then Nebuchadnezzar came near to the mouth of the burning fiery furnace and spake and said, Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego, ye servants of the Most High Yah, come forth and come hither. And he called them on the fire. This man's, his mind blown. What in the world will happen? Then Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego came forth of the midst of the fire. And the princes, governors, and captains, and the king's counselors, being gathered together, saw these men upon whose bodies the fire had no power, nor was an hair of their head singed, neither were their coats changed, nor the smell of fire had passed on them. Then Nebuchadnezzar spake and said, blessed be the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who has sent his angel and delivered his servants that trusted in him, and have not changed the king's word, and yielded their bodies, that they might not serve nor worship any god except their own God, Yahweh Elohim, the Most High Yah. Therefore, I make a decree that every people, nation, and language which speak anything amiss against the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego shall be cut in pieces, and no houses shall be made a dunghill, because there is no other God that can deliver after this sort. Then the king promoted Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in the province of Babylon. Now, see, because of their faith, they were able to stand firm in the Most High, because because of what they've been taught, because they knew their Yah, because they didn't know that Yah should be strong, mighty, should do exploits. But they had to they bore their testimony without fear of death. They knew they could die, but they weren't going to deny him. That word was in them. Was in them. Well, today, I worried if I hid my heart that I might not sin against thee. That word come alive in the while they in that fire before they got thrown in there when they were getting challenged. Oh, boy, this might be it, boys. They can help together. We about to get out of here. Or the Father going to deliver us. But what are we putting our children? Are we getting our children geared like the woman over in the parking lot? Seven sons. That woman had to watch them all get killed. But she goes, oh, hey, boys, y'all just deny the king and eat the pork, serve the devil, and we'll be a happy family. No, she didn't do this. She wouldn't let them go. She strengthened them to go. They strengthened each other. The first one went, all the way down to the seventh, then the mom. So that family was committed to the word. If it comes down to that, and this time we're living in, this last time we living in, some of us can steal our testimony with our death. How much word you got in you that's going to keep you? Take you to that point and take you through that by your faith, or are you going to deny? Will your soul be lost? Or will you find your life in him? If you seek to save your life, you're going to lose. But if you lose your life for his sake, you'll find. Your end game got to be Jesus. The whole game got to be Jesus. Yeshua HaMashiach. You have to trust in him. Trust in the Most High Yah. Trust in your Savior. Trust in the King. Believe him above all else. Look, when the chips are down, you better know who you call on. And you better know him, and he better know you. But you see how they're what they were taught. They valued the word they were given. Whether they lived or died, they were going to serve the Most High. They weren't going to turn from them. So there's a blessing in that as well. For us too, seeing that with our children, if they continue as we're teaching them, instructing them, leading them, praying for them, and they have their relationship with the Most High, it'll be the same result for them. The Father won't forsake them. You never seen the righteous forsaken or the seed begging for bread. Like Pastor quoted yesterday. Those situations, the Father didn't forsake them in that situation. Even if they were to die, he wouldn't have been forsaken. Because sometimes we think that when something happened, well, y'all didn't keep his word. No. He kept his word. Look at Stephen. When he was killed, stoned, did Yah forsake him? No. He saw Jesus. He saw the Messiah. And then forgive them for they know not what they do. He prayed for Stephen before he died. But he maintained his testimony. His life was on the line. There won't no out for him. Hallelujah. All right, thanks. We're going to take a ministry break here real fast, and I will be back. We're going to drink a walk.
Thank you for listening to the Straightway Truth live stream. We are very happy you found us. It is our pleasure to bring you the truth of Jesus Christ, and we pray you are finding great peace. If you would like to bless this ministry using Cash App, select $ Pastor Dowell. That's $ Pastor Dowell. If you would prefer PayPal, the email address to use is dowell7000@gmail.com. That's dowell7000@gmail.com. And please select the friends and family option. It is also possible to use YouTube's Super Chat. However, only a portion of your donation will be received because 30% is retained in fees. We are very grateful and we thank each and every one of you for blessing this ministry as it is laid upon your hearts. Shalom, the King is coming. Shalom, this is Sister Wenda. I hope that all of you are enjoying the live stream that you're listening to right now. We appreciate each and every last one of you, our faithful listeners and supporters of the Straightway Truth Ministry. We try to make sure we do our due diligence and do our best to ensure that you have the best broadcast as well as the truth coming to you in the hour that we're living in right now. If you would like to help us in this endeavor, your offering will be greatly appreciated in the work of the Ministry of the Most High Yah. Our mailing address for your gift, offering, or letter of support is Straightway Truth Ministry, 632 Highway 52, Bypass West, Number 7, Lafayette, Tennessee, 37083. Lafayette is spelled L-A-F-A-Y-E-T-T-E. Again, our mailing address is Straightway Truth Ministry, 632 Highway 52, Bypass West, Number 7, Lafayette, Tennessee, 37083. If you would like to send a personal note to Pastor Charles Dowell, just add the letters C/O in front of the word Straightway and your letter will go directly to him. If you would like to contact us by way of phone, the country code is 1, area code 615-688-3025. You may leave a message there, and be the Father's will, we will do everything we can to return your message. And if you would like to know more about our healing, deliverance, and truth ministry, keep up to date on events, or find a home fellowship closest to you, please visit our website at straightway.com. Straightway is spelled straightway.com. It is our hope and our prayer that as you continue to listen to the Straightway Truth Ministry, and as you apply the teachings of this ministry, that you are finding peace and growth within you, your family, and life as well. Please tell others so that the truth may also have an impact and touch others' lives, so that they may enjoy the benefits of the truth of Jesus Christ, just like we all are. Shalom, the King is coming.
Hallelujah, saints. Hallelujah. Can y'all hear me, saints? I'm sure I got this right. Am I coming through, saints? Hallelujah. Y'all hearing me? Give me a 10 if y'all hear me. Give me a 0 if you're not. Hallelujah. Am I coming through, saints? Okay, brother. It's hallelujah. 10. All right, thank you. Appreciate that, saints. Correction on that address is 641 Highway 52 Bypass West, PMB 7, Lafayette, Tennessee, 37083. Straightway Truth Ministry. That's the title of the letter that way. Hallelujah. You know, I'm looking at Shadrach and Meshach and Abednego, brothers and sisters. You know, those men were true worshipers. That's why you got to be a true worshiper. That's how you're going to be able to stand. Worship the Father in spirit and in truth. Know him who knows him that knows you. Make sure there's a two-way relationship going on. Hallelujah. Oh, praise y'all. Hallelujah. All right, let's go to wait a minute. Yeah, let's go. Go to Proverbs chapter 3, verse 1. What's another one I had? Proverbs 3, verse 1. And it reads, my son, forget not my law, but let thine heart keep my commandments. And you look at Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in that situation. Their hearts didn't forget the law of Yah. They let it keep the commandments. Didn't let them bow down to the graven image. No worship, no service. Now, what that law wouldn't have been in their hearts? What they had Thanksgiving, Christmas, and Easter in their hearts? that children today got. You know, other world, just because it's just like their mother and father. What are they going to do? They're going to forget the law, and they're going to keep the commandments. And they'll bow down to a graven image, worship and serve it. To save the vapor of a life. You know, what is your life? Well, a vapor. Can't trust in that. It ain't yours anyway. You're given it by the Most High Yah to serve him. Hey, I want to play a clip from Sabbath service. We'll play that for y'all. Right, listen to this.
Much has been lost over the centuries as we live. We are rediscovering and restoring some of what has been lost. The key to everything is going back to the law. Now here, key to everything going back to the law. This part of the message is not talked much about at all. See, Satan got the whole world lying in wickedness and deceit, right? You never seen so much opposition except when you start talking about the law. The law. The law. The law. Psalm 71, verse 16. I came in the might of the Master Yahweh and made mention of your righteousness, yours alone. Elohim, you have taught me from my youth, and to this day I declare your wonders. And also, when I am old and gray, O Elohim, do not forsake me until I declare your strength to a generation, your might.
All right, hallelujah. Oh, man. Y'all didn't hear that at all, Saints? What in the world? That didn't come through at all? Okay, hold on. Let me go back to it. Hold on. Give me one second. Let me get it here. All right.
To the law. Now here, keep everything going back to the law. This part of the message is not talked much about at all. See, Satan got the whole world lying in wickedness and deceit, right? You never seen so much opposition except when you start talking about the law. The law. The law. The law. Psalm 71, verse 16. I came in the might of the Master Yahweh and made mention of your righteousness, yours alone. Elohim, you have taught me from my youth, and to this day I declare your wonders. And also, when I am old and gray, O Elohim, do not forsake me until I declare your strength to a generation, your might to all those who are to come. For your righteousness, O Elohim, is most high. You who have done great deeds, O Elohim, who is like you? I remember the deeds of Yah, for I remember your wonders of old. And I shall meditate on your work, on all your work, and take and talk of your deeds. Listen, it's not enough to say I've been around the power of Yah. I've seen many that simply would not invest in Yah with their lives. That's why when you sit in here and you got a lick of the river. You're proud, arrogant, haughty, full of self-will, stubborn. Really? But they expect much out of him. Your way, O Elohim, is in set apartness. Who is a great El like Elohim? You are the El who does wonders. And you have made known your strength among the people. So why do you think I constantly talk about all that he has done? Constantly talk about it. By your arm, you have redeemed your people. The son of Jacob and Joseph, Delilah. Here it is. Oh, my people, to my law, incline your ears to the words of my mouth. I will open my mouth in a parable, and I will utter dark sayings of old, which we have heard and known, and our fathers have told us. We will not hide them from our children. So into the generations to come, the praises of Yahweh and his strength and his wondrous work that he has done. For he established a testimony in Jacob and appointed a law in Israel, which he commanded of our fathers, that they should make them known to their children. That the generation to come might know them, even the children which should be born, who should arise and declare them to their children, that they might set their hope in Yah and not forget the works of Yah, but keep his commandments. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. All right, thanks. Yeah, went to that. I turned my mic off, and that's why you didn't hear it. I forgot that it plays through this. You guys want to hear it through this mic. Hallelujah. My own technical difficulty I caused there. But hallelujah. Hallelujah. Good words by the shepherd there. Going back to the law. So we can't forget the law. All right, let's go to Psalms 119, 111. Of course, there's a lot in that clip that was said there. Psalms 119, 111. Thy testimonies have I taken as an heritage forever, for they are the rejoicing of my heart. And that's what David said about the Most High's testimonies. He's taking them for an heritage forever. And I'm going to tell you, saints, that's the same thing we need to do. His testimonies, his laws, his statutes, his precepts, all that is our heritage forever. Hallelujah. We don't have to give them up. People can say what they want to say about us in doing so. You know, you're legalistic. You know, you're under the law. You're this or that. No, I'm walking in my heritage. This is the Most High has given to me. And I'm walking in that heritage forever. I will cling to my Yah. Hallelujah. No, because we love him. Hallelujah. But, you know, in this time, we do have to make sure that we are, you know, we're the generation that's part of restoring the breach. Restoring the old paths to walk in. We definitely have to make sure that we are leading our children in that. That they're getting that. That we're putting the energy, the effort in them and not forsaking them. Which would cause them to forsake the Most High, to forget the Elohim of their fathers. You know, let's read this. Acts chapter 24. This is where Paul was on trial. And Paul says this. Your time, of course, go back and read the whole chapter. He's before Felix. But Paul said this. But this I confess unto thee, that after the way which they call heresy, so worship I the Elohim of my fathers, believing all things which are written in the law and the prophets, and have hope toward Yah, which they themselves also allow, that there shall be a resurrection of the dead both of the just and unjust. You know, so we're going back to the law. We believe all the things in the law and the prophets. Teach that to our children. So when the world will come against us, any other opposing forces, entities, or anything, or even our own wicked hearts will come against us in that, you know, we're on the right course. We're on the right course. So someone will say you're deceived, you're in a cult, you're going back into bondage, you know, you're like the Galatians, you're a legalistic, a Judaizer. Well, you can say what you want to say, but I'm going to obey Yah. I'm going to obey Yah. I'll tell you what, let's go to Ecclesiastes, the book after Proverbs, chapter 12, verse 13. Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear Yah and keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. That's my testimony. I'm going to fear Yah and keep his commandments. That's the instruction I'm going to take. That's what I'm going to walk in. But like the apostle said, hey, we ought to obey Yah rather than man. You know, when they command them not to teach and preach in the name of Jesus, in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, they said, hey, no, you judge yourself what is right, but we're going to obey Yah rather than man. You can say what you want to say, do what you want to do, but we're going to proclaim the word of Yah in the name of Jesus, in the name of Yeshua. Hallelujah. Well, brothers and sisters, that's all I got for you tonight. I do thank y'all. By the grace of Most High Yah, Jesus Christ, I do thank y'all for being with me, to be able to be with you in this fellowship. I do love each and every one of you. Appreciate you all, those of you that are here and those of you that will be listening later. I do thank you all for your time. I do ask that you all will keep the man of Yah lifted up, saints. Keep Pastor Dahl lifted up. Keep Pastor Corey lifted up. And all the elders, all the leadership, and one another. And make sure you're doing your spiritual warfare. I know I say this all the time, but keep breaking curses and sending them back. Because, you know, brothers and sisters, the enemies of your faith, of your soul, our souls, they're very active out there. They're not sleeping. They're not laying down. They're dedicated. They are so dedicated to your fault, to our fault. Of course, you know, they want to smite the shepherd. If they smite the shepherd, the sheep will be scared. But also, they want you slacking up, too. How many times have you not broken curses before you laid down? How many times have you not done any spiritual warfare during the week? You can't slack up, saints. We're in a high-stakes poker game here. And it's for your soul. Hallelujah. But anyway, I got a song to play for us in closing.
Everybody talking about him, and he's going there. Oh, my Lord.